You can open your Bibles tonight to Luke, the 19th chapter, Luke 19. We had studied on Sunday regarding first century evangelism, thinking about the spreading of the gospel and how that was done. And we know that those who love that work of the Lord and put their hearts into it will be blessed by God, and they, of course, are walking in the footsteps of Jesus himself. You see his ministry full of care and compassion for people, all that he did throughout his days on this earth, of course, ending with his death, his sacrifice for us. But one example that's beautiful to read is that which is found here in chapter 19 of the book of Luke, where Jesus reached out to Zacchaeus. We're told that he entered and passed through Jericho, verse 1. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Well, if you know anything about the tax collectors in the first century, you know they got rich not because they were paid well by the Roman government, but because they took more than they were supposed to. That's why tax collectors were hated during this time, because they were ungodly men. They were thieves, extortioners, this kind of people. And thus, this man, as he is looking to see Jesus, catches also the eyes of the people when this interaction between Jesus and Zacchaeus happens, because why would he have anything to do with this kind of man, is their thought. But notice what it says. And he sought, Zacchaeus is, he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. So Jesus is walking along. You can see the picture, multitudes of people all around him. Somewhere up ahead, there's this tree that overhangs, or at least is close to the road to where Zacchaeus can get a good look. And as Jesus comes to the area, he stops. Why is he stopping? He looks up into the tree and he sees the man who he's going to talk to. And he addresses him very confidently and just as if things had been prearranged. And he says, I've got to go to your house today. Come down and hurry and do it. Make preparations. And Zacchaeus, you can imagine, taken by surprise, he's interested. Here is a man, a soul that is interested. He's not a godly man. He's a man who knows, he's very, without a doubt, aware of his faults. To the Jewish tax collector, hated by his own people, he would be very cognizant of the fact that there were things he needs to deal with in his life. When Jesus targets him as the man that he is going to set aside some time for that day, look at what it says. He receives him joyfully. He's happy about this. This makes his day. But when they saw it, who's the they? The multitude, the crowds. When they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. What Jesus does here is gives us a perfect example of the kind of people we need to be reaching out to. Not only those who are going to their churches, they may be churches of men in a lost condition. But what about the people that are not going to church anywhere? The people who are living very clearly sinful lives. And a lot of people don't want to have anything to do with those kind of people. Do we reach out to those people as well? Are they on our list? Are we ready to reach them and teach them the gospel? Zacchaeus, no doubt, as he's here and the people are murmuring, knows what this is all about, but notice how he deals with this. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, he's come down out of the tree, Lord. He says, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. What Zacchaeus is doing here, he's aware of what the law of Moses taught, and that is, you not only have to acknowledge your wrong, and of course those who had been caught stealing and so forth, they would have paid a penalty. And he's essentially recognizing his wrong and making clear his intention to make that right and to do what the Lord requires, what God requires. and go beyond even. But Jesus, notice what he says here as he deals with not only what Zacchaeus is acknowledging, but he's also trying to make this clear to the people who are complaining here. This is a wrong attitude, a sinful attitude. And Jesus says to him, as he's there between all before all these people, he says, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." That verse 10 there reminds us of our own mission, our own purpose as sons and daughters of God. Because lost people surround us every day. And our mission is to do the same. To seek out, to look for them, save them by speaking the words that will result in that salvation, and give them opportunity to comply with God's will. And so what we need to do is have the eye that Jesus had, seeing opportunity, taking advantage of opportunity, and including people that many in the world would rather exclude, including many religious people, because these are the Jews here that are following him, the people that are eager to hear him, spiritually minded people, and yet people who don't have the right attitude toward those who are in sin, who need to repent. They need to be reached out to, embraced, and taught, so that they might be saved. And the beautiful statement that is made there in verse 9, we need to remember, could be something that we can say as well. Think about it. Today, salvation has come to this household. How many individuals, families, have we played a part in making that a reality of? Salvation has come to this household because of things that we've tried to do and say to help them to come to the Lord. That's a beautiful thought, and one that we can make a reality as we go forth spreading the good news of salvation through Christ. Your salvation is what you need to be certain of this very night. We give at this time what we call the invitation, extending an opportunity to come to Christ, to acknowledge your faith in him, because that's where salvation begins. Is Jesus Christ the Son of God? If you believe that he is, you're on your way to that salvation. But the Lord also teaches us, Luke 13, verse 3 and verse 5, that we must repent or we'll perish. Turn away from ungodliness. Turn to the Lord. Acknowledge our sins and be on our way toward a new life. But we're also taught that we must confess our faith in Jesus Christ. We must be baptized so that our sins can be washed away. And doing those things enables God then to add us to the church where we have hope. Sins are washed away. A new life is begun. If you've already begun that new life, are you living faithfully? Are you walking with the Lord? Or do you need to maybe come home tonight? His invitation is extended to you individually, to you personally. And if we can help you tonight, we'd be glad to do that as we stand and sing.